Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Kirk Muspratt, the music director and conductor of the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. And Kirk, we have a wonderful Valentine's concert coming up in a few weeks.
We do. And happy Valentine's to you, John, and everybody in our audience.
Well, I'm sure they're ever so grateful. So what's on the program for the Valentine's concert?
Well, we all chose the Rachmaninoff Second Symphony because it is the most romantic piece in probably the universe, and a favorite of our audiences. They have asked for it many, many times. I love, love, love using the Valentine's word love. I love the piece, and the audience's response to it has always been, you know, over the top. So I can't think of a more romantic piece in the world than the Rachmaninoff Second Symphony. It's loved by everybody, I think, in the entire world.
I just think Rachmaninoff, his entire oeuvre is all that way. It's just the most beautiful, compelling. It just gets you all roiled up inside.
I loved compelling and I loved royal because, you know, he's my, I don't know if you know this, John, but I wouldn't say he's the most perfect composer like Mozart, but he has always been my favorite composer.
Oh, is he really?
Since the first day I heard him in the Crow's Nest Pass, and I didn't know what it was, this older boy from college was playing in my teacher's studio, and I went and I said, "What is that piece? Is that Chopin?" And she said, "No, that's Rachmaninoff." And I said, "Did he write other pieces besides that?" And she laughed at me. And I have goosebumps. I'm not kidding you. I have goosebumps right now just remembering. And I've always felt like an enormous affinity for this beautiful 6'4", quiet Russian man who's just filled with heart. Just, like you said, compelling.
Well, I love Chopin and Liszt as well. But
I do.
But Rachmaninoff is there's just such heft to the music and the movement of it and the romanticism. Of course, the second piano concerto is my ultimate favorite piece of music.
Yes, it's just, I agree with you. When I was a student in New York, I used to, when I had a little bit of money or my friends would take me in their cars, I would go to visit his grave up just north of the city, and I would sit there and sort of talk. I know that sounds, I hope that doesn't sound, but I just feel so attached to this man. He's so beautiful inside.
Rachmaninoff is buried in the United States?
Yes, he's buried just north of New York, like up on the Hudson, in a pretty famous cemetery with a very beautiful, nice space for him, like with a bench and three hedges around him. And that's where he's buried.
Oh, that's
it's a pretty
neat.
Famous, like, several baseball players are buried there, and movie stars and things like that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. So what else is going to be on the Valentine's concert?
Oh, well, John, actually, although you said your favorite concerto was the Rachmaninoff Second, I know that you love the Beethoven Fifth Piano Concerto because you told me.
Oh,
right?
I do. It's not that... Yes, it's not as much as the Rachmaninoff, but definitely right up there. I just am crazy about the Emperor.
Yes, I am too. And this piece is one of those pieces. You know, he didn't write it near the end of his life. He wrote it in 1810, actually, and he lived to 1827. But he stopped sort of playing the piano in public because it's one of those famous stories when he played, he was deaf, and he would be way out of sync with the orchestra and all those things. But it is when you talk about romance in the terms of art, this piece defines now what is going to go forward with romance in you know, it's no longer Mozart or Haydn or anything like that. It is making the way for Brahms and Mendelssohn and Saint-Saëns and breaking all the mold and making all the revolution happen in music as far as a piano concerto goes. So it is very romantic.
And returning to play is Wael Farouk.
Yes, Wael, who was so popular with our audiences a couple years ago, and an astonishing fellow. I know that you had a very visceral and powerful reaction to him also John just as a human being.
Yeah, fantastic performer. We should just touch briefly because we have to tie it up. But we have a symphony gala coming up at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster on Saturday evening, February the 17th, which we're calling a concert with courses because in between each of the courses that for the evening's dinner, we will be having performances by members of the symphony.
Right. So first, we'll sit down and we'll eat. There'll be a big fanfare with the brass, and then we'll sit down in the percussion ensemble. We'll play four pieces for us as our entertainment and to show us how great they are. And then we'll eat something again, drink something again, and then our string ensemble will actually play some interesting, fun, entertaining pieces for us, hopefully moving to. And finally, after we eat again and drink a little bit more and enjoy each other's company, the brass will play for us. And so you get to know the orchestra players, you get to hear some really fun and well-played music, and it's important for the future of the orchestra too, because it is certainly a fundraiser.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kirk, for this opportunity to chat with you. And thank you all for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.